Let us rise to worship God. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Blessed be his kingdom, now and forever.
Blessed be the Lord who forgiveth all our sins.
His mercy endureth forever.
Almighty God, unto whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of thy Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love thee and worthily magnify thy holy name through Jesus Christ our Lord.
We meet today in this hour as the body of Christ, but we also come together to be created anew, the body of Christ. In the sure knowledge that there are parts of us that have never heard the gospel, we would not presume to come to this table without serious moral examination and amendment of life. In the words of institution in the Corinthian letter, the Apostle Paul enjoins us to examine ourselves, lest we eat the bread and drink the cup unworthily. If these words are not to be taken in the sense of the most morbid introspection and condemning self-judgment, they must be seen in context. In the church at Corinth, the Lord's Supper had become an occasion for gluttony, intoxication, class feeling, and private grouping, with contempt for the poor, violation of charity and kindness, and rude and selfish behavior that had become a profane caricature of the Lord's Supper. But far hence in our time, self-examination is appropriate. I propose as a model for this purpose words that are found in many communion liturgies and which will constitute our invitation to the table today. First of all, ye that do truly and earnestly repent of your sins. But how real are those words in an age that regards sin as a trifle or an immaturity or a besetment? We may feel here today that our sins are not scarlet, not dramatic acts of rebellion and violent self-affirmation, but rather that they are gray, the colorless, tired sins of omission, inertia, and timidity. Although we have not stained our years with the more heinous sins that are a blot on life's scutcheon, we are well within the orbit of Paul's assertion, all have sinned and have come short of the glory of God. Truly, there is no health in us. Hence, today at this table, we present ourselves to Almighty God for confession, cleansing, and correction. Secondly, the invitation requires that we be in love and charity with our neighbors. Jesus took our human estrangements seriously, for in his mind they betoken our estrangement with Almighty God. So urgent is reconciliation that we are bidden to leave our gift at the altar and seek the restoration of a broken relationship. Communion is never a matter between my soul and your soul and Almighty God. It involves us in relationships with each other. As a hallmark of his experience of grace in Christ Jesus, Paul determined to regard no one from a purely human point of view, but he met his fellow creatures with undiscourageable goodwill and unconquerable benevolence. Finally, in coming to this table today, we are to signify our intention to lead a new life, following the commandments of God and walking henceforth in his holy ways. Here at this table, our commitment is clarified and intensified as we seek to lay hold upon a world that has no shape and often shows no meaning, and seek to put our hearts under old sorrows and to face up to the vast and the imponderable agony of our world. Jesus Christ brought to our world no simple solutions, no easy answers, no direct hold on anything elusive, but he brought to us a vast sensitivity to what is good and worthy and eternal. We too are called to risk the hazards of an untried road and to seek no security save the garrisoning of grace. The late Carlyle Marnie uttered a compelling word when he said, "Faith is simply an inability to walk away from." Faith is an inability utterly to abandon. Faith is to be unable to live as if a meeting and a memory were not back there. About this table, let us be faithful to the memory and to the meeting. Ye that do truly and earnestly repent of your sins and are in love and charity with your neighbors and intend to lead a new life, following the commandments of God and walking henceforth in his holy ways, make your humble confession to Almighty God that you may be reconciled anew to him through our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us join in the unison prayer of confession. Heavenly Father, we confess that we have sinned against thee and our neighbor. We have walked in darkness rather than light. We have named the name of Christ, but have not departed from iniquity. Have mercy upon us, we beseech thee. For the sake of Jesus Christ, forgive us all our sins. Cleanse us by thy Holy Spirit. Quicken our consciences and enable us to forgive others, that we may henceforth serve thee in newness of life to the glory of thy holy name. Amen. Hear the gracious word of God to all who truly turn to him through Jesus Christ. If anyone sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, and he is the propitiation for our sins. Let us hear now the reading of the words of institution. The Lord Jesus, on the night of his arrest, took bread, and after giving thanks to God, broke it and said, This is my body, which is for you. Do this, remembering me. In the same way, he took the cup after supper and said, This cup is the new covenant, sealed in my blood. Whenever you drink it, do this, remembering me. Every time you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the death of the Lord until he comes. Amen. The gifts of God for the people of God. The bread which we break, is it not a communion in the body of Christ? Take this in remembrance that Christ died for thee. Feed on him in thine heart and be thankful.
The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, the true vine. And our Lord said to his disciples, and our Lord says to us, drink ye all of it. For it is my blood of the new covenant poured out for the remission of the sins of many. Let us rise and pray together the prayer of thanksgiving. Almighty and ever-living God, we thank thee for feeding us with the spiritual food of the body and blood of thy Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, and for assuring us in these holy mysteries that we are living members of the body of thy Son and heirs of an eternal kingdom. And now, Father, send us out to do the work thou hast given us to do, to love and serve thee as faithful witnesses of Christ our Lord. To thee be honor and glory now and forever. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his face upon you and give you his wholeness. Amen.